Silence, all of you. I'm captain here, and I says who lives and who dies.
Do your worst, John Silver. If Captain Bonnie walks the plane, so do I!
And so do I!
Morgan, no.
Then walk ye shall.
Farewell, me young friends. I hope to see you again in a better world.
Wait, you can't do this.
Stay out of this, runt, or you'll be the next to walk that plank.
Walk the plank.
This was not part of the deal, Mr. Silver.
Deals change, Master Max.
You said you wouldn't harm my sister or James.
I'd like to spare him, but your friends seem intent on feeding the sharks.
Feed the sharks! Feed the sharks!
Are you happy, Max? Is this what you wanted?
Of course not. But you can stop this. Don't be a hero, Morgan.
Says the kid who sided with the villains.
I thought I knew you, Max.
This is not on me. I warned you. I warned you both.
What are we waiting for? Get on with it. Send the widow off the plank.
Killing women and children. Is that how you want to be remembered, John Silver?
It's not up to me how I'm remembered once I'm gone. And dead men tell no tales.
You're as bad as Captain Flint. And you'll hang for your treachery. You all will.
Enough of this. If you won't make her walk, I will!
Reini, get away from her!
Don't touch me!
Go on over the side!
Get away from her!
Morgan!
Reini, that's enough!
Get off!
Morgan, no!
Morgan! The plane's coming!
Morgan!
BYU Radio presents Treasure Island 2020, a reimagined audio adventure based on the classic novel by Robert Louis Stevenson. Episode 6, Mirror, Mirror.
My sister's in the water with Reini. Somebody do something!
Stop flailing and swim for the ship! Morgan, hang on!
Why? Why did you have to do this?
Mr. Reed, throw them a line!
I give the orders around here.
They'll both drown.
Both drown? Both drown?
Grab it, James! I've got it! I've got the line!
James, what are you doing? Throw it.
If I miss, they're done for. I need to make sure the rope gets to them. My dad taught me to swim in the ocean. He'd never forgive me if I didn't jump!
James!
That lad's got more guts than sense.
And you're going to stand there and let the sharks have them all!
I'm drowning!
Grab the line! Swim to me! Coming, James!
Look! Out there! Shark!
Shark! Morgan, hurry! Swim to James! Grab
shark.
The line!
Shark!
Somebody do something!
Reed, hand me that musket!
You're going to shoot the shark.
The musket, Mr. Reed.
Here you go, Captain.
Come on, Sharky. Come on.
The shark is almost upon them.
What are you waiting for? Shoot!
Steady.
Don't hit Morgan and James.
Here it comes.
Come on.
Bullseye!
You got him. He's turning away.
A fine shot, if I do say so myself.
No, wait. He's coming back around.
Pull him in. Now!
I said I give the orders. Pull him in. Now!
Pull him in, man.
And pull! Pull!
Keep pulling.
Pull! Pull!
Mercy, I can't look.
I'm alive.
So that happened.
You happy, Silver?
You did the right thing, Silver.
Glad you think so, Mrs. O'Rourke. Lock her and Pip up in the cargo hold with the rest of her loyal crew. The sharks will have to wait for another day.
What? After all that?
Take him away.
You'll regret this, Silver.
I already do.
What about Morgan and James?
Let's see if they can make themselves useful as part of the pirate crew.
I'll never help you.
We'll see. Look lively, mateys. Haul wind and give this leaky old Tom all the sail she's got. We'll stock up on supplies in Jamaica. Then we're bound for the Treasure Island.
You wanted me, Mr. Reed?
Ah, Hawkins. Sam took a longboat ashore to stock up on supplies. Captain Silver says it's your turn at the night watch.
How do you know I won't try to jump ship?
You were almost shark food once today. Doubt you'll be looking to try your chances a second time.
I can't believe you're okay with Captain Bonnie and the others being locked up.
You're better of them than me. I'm gonna grab some shut-eye. Sound the bell if you spot a sea monster.
Here's one right now.
Is that what I am to you, James, lad? A monster.
Monster? Monster?
I'm not supposed to talk while I'm on watch.
I won't tell if you won't. You know, they call it the dog watch, because you sleep like a dog with one eye open for danger.
I wish I'd had both eyes open when you found us on that beach. Maybe then I would have seen you for who you really are. No wonder Billy Bones warned me.
You wound me to the quick, lad. There's plenty worse than me.
Name one.
Captain Flint. Now there was a true baddie. Kill you dead sooner than look at you. I'm lucky to be alive.
And what about you? You're not a baddie?
Me? I'm just out for a bit of fun and fortune. Like you and that father of yours.
My father never lied or cheated.
Aye, he must have been a fine man. But he's gone and I'm here. Come, lad, we can still be mateys, can't we? All for one and one for all.
All for you mean?
I can't spend all that treasure. There's enough to go around for me mates.
Incorrigible!
How's that?
That's what my mom called me when I snuck out of the house looking for adventure. She tried to sound mad, but I think a part of her liked it.
And a part of you still likes me, eh, James? You miss your ma, I reckon.
She's never felt further away.
Aye. Nearly 300 years away, I reckon.
How did you...
That fairy tale Max told about the future one, no fairy tale, was it? That's where you three come from.
No, I...
I suspected something the moment I found you on that beach, in those funny clothes with that wrecked boat of yours. And then I read that book of yours.
You went through my bag?
That little tome was written in 1786, 30 years from now. Very helpful in charting a course to the island. Tell me, James Hawkins, where exactly did you run into my old friend Billy Bones?
I'm not telling you anything.
I'm thinking old Billy got a chance to see those flying ships Max talked about. Bully for him. Once we find the treasure, maybe you'll show me the way home and we'll travel there together, eh, James? You, your friends, and me.
And me? And me?
Hush, Polly. Yes, yes, you too. Till then, it's our little secret.
James, that you?
I think so. I'm too tired to remember. We're sailing again, by the way. Headed for the island.
Are you two awake?
We're not talking to you, Max.
Actually, you are, so...
Whatever. I can't sleep anyway. Now that he knows.
Who knows what?
Long John Silver. He knows where we came from. And when we came from.
Gee, I wonder how.
I didn't tell him, I swear.
Max, be quiet. What do we do now?
Once he finds the gold, he wants to go back with us to the future.
No way.
I told you, we can trust him.
Max, we can't even trust you. A pirate will say anything to get his hands on a treasure chest.
He found the book in my backpack.
The pirate book? Did he find the note? The one that got us here?
I don't think so.
Read it again, James.
If you find this note, then you're looking in the right place. Follow the map, bring the key, and go to the treasure island. But to get here, you can't run from the sea, you must go through it. James, Morgan, and Max, I need you to go all the way through it.
Well, we sure did that.
Whoever wrote that message must have known us back then.
You mean now? But who? Why?
Land ho! Land ho!
Look at what the dawn brings, boys.
Land ho! Land ho!
Oh, there it is. Treasure Island.
We found it. It's really here.
It looks like Jurassic Park.
Drop anchor, Mr. Reed!
Drop anchor.
I can almost count the gold.
Mr. Reed, Sam Moffat, grab 3 more crew members and some shovels. Into the longboat. We're off to find the treasure.
Wait, what about me?
Briny, you stay and guard the ship with the rest of the crew. Where's Master Max?
Right here, Captain.
Attaboy, you'll be at my side.
I will?
You've got the map in your head, don't you?
If it's, all the same to you, I'd rather...
Enter the longboat, Max.
Okay, all right.
Max, don't do this.
Don't you worry, lass. I'll take good care of Max and his big brain. It's gonna make us all rich.
You better, or you'll answer to us.
Aye, James lad, cheer up. The future looks bright. As bright as a shiny gold coin. Drop the longboats!
Drop the longboats!
James, we have to do something. Once they find the gold, they'll have no use for Max anymore.
If only we had a map of our own. We could try to find the gold first. Then Silver would have to bargain with us.
Max's cell phone has the photo of Billy Bones' tattoo, but unless we can get it to work...
There must be something in my backpack.
You there! I'm in charge now. Get below or I'll shove you into the hold with that lady captain and the rats I will.
Yes, sir, Mr. Briny. Whatever you say, sir. You heard him, Morgan. Let's get below. Here. We should be safe behind these crates.
You have something in your backpack that could help?
Pirate book. Billy's brass key.
We still don't know what it unlocks.
Flashlight, metal detector... Of course, that's it.
What is?
Like my father used to say.
Always be prepared for what you're not prepared for. Great, but how does it help us?
My dad took me on a camping trip in Utah once. Our lantern was running low, and it was about to be really dark. We were in the middle of nowhere.
What did you do?
Dad said battery power is battery power, so he used the car to charge the battery on the lantern.
Okay, great. But I'm pretty sure we don't have a car.
But if we take the batteries from these devices, the flashlight, the metal detector...
We can use them to charge up the phone! Wait, can we?
I have a car charger for my gaming system. If I hook it to the positive end of the 9-volt battery...
Hurry! I know Max sided with the pirates, but if something happens to him...
Okay, cord is plugged into Max's phone. Now touch the end to the battery.
What if this doesn't work? What's our plan B?
Plan B? What plan B?
Great. It doesn't work.
Thomas Edison failed 1,000 times before he invented the light bulb.
Not sure that I find that encouraging.
Attempt number 2.
Come on. James! It works! It's powering up!
Take that, Thomas Edison! But now, the moment of truth. See if the photo of Billy's tattoo is still there.
It's here! The treasure map! We did it!
They found us! Hide the phone!
Hello, James. Hello, Morgan.
Captain Bonnie! Pip! I thought they locked you in the cargo hold.
They did.
But without a good meal in a couple of days, I was skinny enough to squeeze through the bars.
She crawled her way out, pried open the hatch, and here we are.
I'm so glad! And here's the treasure map.
Magic.
Science, Pip. It's called a smartphone. Everybody's got one where we come from.
Do you really come from that land that Max described? With flying ships and carriages without horses?
I do.
Unbelievable.
But I want no part of it. I like the world we know, eh, Pip?
Aye, Captain Bonnie. If we live long enough to enjoy it...
We need to find my brother.
Your brother is a traitor.
Hush, Pip. James... Can that map get us to the treasure?
As long as the battery holds out.
But even if we get there, how do we take on Silver and his pirates? There's a lot more of them.
It's just a matter of time before they realize you two escaped.
I may have a way around that. Listen close.
Briny! I mean, Mr. Briny, sir!
I thought I told you to get below, Hawkins.
Yes, sir, Mr. Briny, sir, but the prisoners begged a favor. Morgan, bring him here!
Get along, you, or you'll feel the point of my cutlass.
All right, we're moving.
Ow, that shop!
You let them out? What's the meaning of this?
A word with you, Briny.
That's Mr. Briny to you. Bad enough they leave me to play nursemaid while they get the gold, but I won't take any lip from you.
I don't blame you. I should have stayed on dry land and remarried instead of setting off to sea.
So you see the light, do you?
Yes, I surely do. I could have made a good wife for a man like you, cooking and cleaning like a woman should.
You can cook?
Can she cook? Clam chowder, herring pie, potted salmon...
Stop, me mouth is watering. I haven't had a decent meal since Long John Silver traded his kettle for his cutlass.
Now that we're restocked, I'd be honored to whip up something special for you and your crew.
Then what are you waiting for? Hawkins, Goodwin, give her all the help she needs.
Yes, sir.
You're the boss, sir.
I promise to make it a meal you won't soon forget.
I ain't set foot, nor peg, on this here sand since I sailed with Captain Flint. Nor, I reckon, has any man living. Leave the longboat on the beach. Let's get started. Max?
Coming. I'm sorry, Morgan.
Master Max, don't you go looking back at that ship. James and Morgan are safe. They'll be thanking you when we find the gold.
Thanking me, sure.
If we find it. I didn't turn traitor and risk the noose to bleach my bones on this island.
You'll do like I say and enjoy it, Mr. Reed. That goes for the rest of you. Understood?
Yes, sir.
We'll play it your way, Silver. But that boy better lead us to the treasure, and soon.
Master Max, lead on.
Okay, let's see. The cave is over there, so we're heading this way, into the jungle.
Eat up, gentlemen. There's more where this came from.
It's good, right, Briny?
Oh, delicious. You're a wonder, Widow O'Rourke.
She is a wonder, all right.
As are you, Morgan.
It's delicious.
James, Morgan, Pip, you heard him. Give them all they can eat, and more.
More for everyone.
Yes. Oh, why am I... so tired.
It worked. They're out, Captain Bonny.
I forgot to tell them. I put a special spice in the chowder. Just a little nightshade to help them sleep like babies.
Big, ugly, scary babies. When they wake up, they'll be even worse.
When they wake up, we'll be on the island looking for gold.
And they'll be tied up with rope and locked down below deck.
Morgan, James, take the rowboat. Pip and I will free what's left of our loyal crew and guard this boat. But be quick about it.
We'll do our best, Captain.
If Silver and his cutthroats return with the gold, we may not be able to stop them from seizing the ship again. And this time, they won't hesitate to make us all walk the plank.
Don't worry. We'll be back with Max and the treasure.
Then, we'll sail away and leave Silver and his pirates alone on the island where they belong.
Grab your backpack, James.
Got it. But we have to hurry. They had a big head start, and Max's cell phone is running out of juice.
Blast this heat! The bottoms of me feet are burning!
Won't be long now, eh, Max?
This way around the rock, there's supposed to be a stream here. Oh! Oh! Oh, it's a human skull!
Let's see that. Ah, this once belonged to a fella named Smitty, crewman on the Walrus. He made a joke about Captain Flint's sister. This is all Flint left of him, as a warning.
a warning.
Hey, Smitty, no mind, Master Max. Just tell us where to go. We must be close, right?
I think so.
Maybe the boy's memory isn't what he claimed it to be.
I swear we came this way before.
We've been walking in circles.
I don't understand. Everything's different from the map.
Well, maybe you're trying to pull something.
Never did trust them kids. And I said so I did.
Captain Silver, the map is clear in my head. We're following it perfectly.
I believe you, lad. But best get some wind in your sails and find where X marks the spot, or me and Polly may be your only friends.
Only friends! Only
Choose
friends.
Wisely, boy. Our patience is running out.
This way. I'm sure I'm right.
For your sake, Master Max, I hope so.
Why do I feel like I've seen this rock formation before?
Should be left up here below the cliff. No, wait, right.
You do know how to read a map, right?
Of course I know how to read a map. Maybe just not this map?
Great. Max and the pirates have probably already found the gold.
Wait, Morgan, what is that?
It's a tree, James.
No! That, leaning against the cliff.
It looks like a ladder? But how could that be?
Maybe Flint's men built it.
When?
I don't...
Shh! James, listen.
Quick, hide behind this tree before they see us.
It's a palm tree, James. It's not gonna hide much.
Just hide!
How have they not found the gold yet?
They look as lost as we are.
There's Max!
Shh!
We've been walking all day, sun's going down, no water, no rest, and no treasure.
I don't know.
Max looks scared.
The pirates look angry.
We'll rest in the shade of them palm trees, then start again.
Start where?
I followed the map, I swear I did.
And I swear...
This looks really bad for Max.
Children.
And for us.
I swore I'd follow Captain Bunny. I swore lots of things, but gold is my gospel now, and you're in my way.
What are you saying, Mr. Reed?
I'm saying we leave this worthless urchin behind and find the treasure ourselves.
So that's how it is it?
Aye, that's how it is.
We need to
We're
do
done
something,
taking orders
Hawkins.
From the sea.
Yeah,
look,
but what?
Look, there!
Oh no, James, he's seen us!
A pair of footprints.
Sam's right. Someone was here before us and tried to cover up their tracks.
They lead that way. Opposite direction from where we've been walking.
Now wait. What if it's a trick? What if someone's trying to keep us from the treasure?
The only one who's kept us from the treasure is you and the boy. Let's go, men! To the treasure!
To the treasure!
And take the boy with you, just in case Silver gets any ideas.
Max, what are you doing? Come back!
I have to go save him!
Shh! They'll hear you!
That's the point! Come here, you scurvy!
There's nothing we can do right now. We'll just get captured too. Is that what you want?
But what if they hurt him?
Can I take my hand off your mouth now?
Mm-hmm. What if they hurt him?
I don't think Long John Silver will let that happen.
You don't think? I hate to say it, but I'm missing home right now. Hawkins, do you hear that?
It's someone singing the Star Spangled Banner.
The national anthem wasn't written until after the War of 1812. We're in 1756.
Whoever it is, he's coming out of the trees.
Welcome, welcome, visitors. You're not pirates, are you? No, you can't be too small to be pirates. The pirates went that way, the wrong way. I made sure of that.
It was you. You left those footprints.
Walked that way, then this way, then that way, and climbed up a tree. Smart, eh? Smarter than a bunch of salty dog buccaneers, that's for sure. And the rocket's red glare.
James, who was that strange man? How did he get here?
He looks like he's been here a long time.
He Speak up, you two. No need to whisper. There's already enough whispering coming from the sea. You're wondering who I am and how I got here? Don't let the long hair and beard scare you. Ben Gunn's my name, and this is my island.
Yours?
Possession is 9/10 of the law, after all. Google it if you don't believe me.
Google? Did you say...
James, is he from...
the future?
Well, don't just stand there. Follow me!
James, come on, what do we do?
Follow me.
What choice do we have?
There's so much to
We follow Ben Gunn.